This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com is here, and he's best-selling author on the secure home. He's the most respected person out there when it comes to secure homes, really secure homes and safe homes and hidden homes. And, you know, I really want him here to consult with him. He flew here. He's a pilot to talk about what I should do with my operations and things. Because I care about the operation. It's all invested here. I couldn't move this and have it somewhere else. We don't have the money. But at the same time, we're moving down the road where they could be shutting us down the next year or two with all the things they're doing to us. I don't try to be dramatic about that. We'll be able to do something somewhere else. And we've got a lot of, my speech will always be there until they try to put me in prison. So they're never going to shut me up. I mean, if they think taking money away from me hurts me, that they've got the wrong animal. I care about staying on air and keep my crew employed. But we're definitely in the end game on every front. And America's very long in the tooth, and America has been, you know, really in a coma. But when we come back, we do have three clips we're going to play, and then we'll get to the breakdown of strategic relocation in the next hour and 45 minutes with Joel Skousen. But just again, in the few minutes we have during this segment before we play some of these bar highlights where they attacked myself and others just minutes ago in Congress with the Attorney General, what is your message to Trump? Because some of what we say does get to him via the Secret Service and via the military and via a few other people inside the White House I won't mention. And I think they are telling the president this, not just because we're saying it, but because they know it. They've been encouraging him to really go on the offense and destroy the entire COVID fraud.
Well, it's not only important that he get the right information about COVID, and there's plenty of doctors that can advise him. There's plenty of people. He needs somebody in the White House who can be a point man, who can direct him to the right information, and who can counter the disinformation that he's getting from his briefings. He needs someone to sit right down beside him and has the answers to the false briefings that he's getting. And one of the number one things he needs to understand is that the deep state runs terrorism in the world. They run ISIS. They run Al-Qaeda. And so he gets talked into bombing Syria, supposedly to stop Al-Qaeda. You know, he's only doing their bidding. So there's a whole major, shift that he needs to understand in terms of his paradigm. And that's going to be hard to get through to him, because you got people who are looking over his shoulder, watching who comes into the White House. You can bet if he got a source into the White House to advise him, they'd have a major investigation of who's the secret source sitting next to Trump. They'd blow it up in the Washington Times and the New York Times.
Oh, they did that to us because we did have conversations, and I did have law firms write up plans and stuff, and they went crazy and are trying to put me in prison with their covert action just because they do know I might talk to him. They want to destroy Carlson because he talks to him. They tried to put Stone in prison because he talks to him.
Yeah, they're ruthless, and that's why I say Trump is surrounded by these people, and it's unfortunate. You know, Trump has good instincts. He came into the White House really trying to make America great, but he doesn't have any backup information. He doesn't have any backup experience. He doesn't know any conservatives. When he had to fill, he didn't even know he had to fill 4,000 positions in the West Wing of the White House. He didn't know anybody. So he goes to the Washington Republican establishment to pick who he is.
They put his very Soros enemies in.
That's right. And so it's not just one leaker in the White House. There are dozens and dozens of leakers in the White House.
They're all total sycophants.
Yeah. So Donald Trump has got a problem. He's got only a few months to be able to turn this around. And if he doesn't start to fight, if he doesn't start to attack this, I mean, the American people generally, because they're following like sheep all of the mainstream media, and they're just like, they're parroting the same thing. Every single local news station every day is parroting the same thing. Stories about COVID and how we're all in this together and how nice it is and how this and that. But underneath, people are seething with hatred for this thing. And
you said you were at your hotel and people were pissed. Everywhere I go, they're mad. I mean, I get mobbed in public, people are mad.
He needs to tap into this. He needs to be the champion of the resistance. And I'll tell you, they'd have a real problem defeating Donald Trump, because the mainstream people who are going along with this are only doing so because nobody comes out and has the courage to say.
Oh, when he came out and said, wear your mask, is patriotic, it went from half the folks I saw not wearing masks, everybody wearing them basically, and saying, well, Trump says, but they're still mad at Trump. for doing it. All right, Joel Skousen, stay right there. WorldAffairsBrief.com, Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're going to come back and play these Bill Barr clips that are sensationally crazy. Then we'll get into strategic relocation, really important information you won't get anywhere else. Please spread the word and tell folks to tune in.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We poured even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Mr. Johnson from Georgia.
Thank you. General Barr, your opening statement reads like it was written by Alex Jones or Roger Stone. Do you stand by that statement?
Yes.
Now, I'm sure that we can agree on some things. We disagree on a whole lot, but I'm sure we can agree on the fact that President Trump is just a prolific tweeter. Isn't that correct?
He seems to be.
And he tweeted many times about the Roger Stone sentencing, didn't he?
I don't know how many times he tweeted about it.
Well, many times. You are aware of them because you said it hurts you from doing your job. And isn't it true that when prosecutors in the Roger Stone case filed a memo with the court recommending a sentence of 7 to 9 years in prison, a few hours later, President Trump tweeted that the sentence recommendation was, quote, a disgrace. You're aware of that?
Yes.
And General Barr, several hours after that, you filed a pleading with the court stating that the sentence recommendation would be changed and that you would be asking for a lighter sentence for Roger Stone. Isn't that correct?
So there you go. That's the man that says that islands float. He's worried if too many people go to Guam, it will tump over and capsize. There they are. We should hear some of that opening statement. But Joel Skousen, editor-in-chief at WorldAffairsBrief.com, he's here. What do you make of Hank Johnson? Obviously, that's being written for him by the Democrats, throwing that in there.
Well, I think it's embarrassing to his own people for him to state that. I think Barr is handling him very well. He's being calm. He's being collected. And that tells a lot to the American people who aren't partisan on this. But as I say, Donald Trump or Bill Barr is playing the role of the loyalist to Trump. But you've got to remember that Bill Barr is deep state. He was the handler. He was the attorney general under George H.W. Bush, covered up for Iran Gate, Iran Contra, all the drug.
He was high level CIA before that.
High level CIA. And so, you know, he's playing a very, very smart role, but ultimately he's going to betray Trump because he is not going to allow the investigation to come forward, exposing Comey and Hillary Clinton and all of that, that the DOJ is going to continue to extend on into after the election so that it never has to come out.
And as you said this months ago, they never want this lockdown to end. Now the head of the UN said Saturday, he said it's going to go on forever and ever. And it doesn't matter if you take vaccines. This is just a new way of life, a medical tyranny. You've got to have a digital tattoo under your skin so you can't even remove a chip. They just inject it into you. And then now they control you, and they use that as a digital currency to track and trace and control you. And there's the world government run by the UN attached to your medical records and attached to a new digital currency. Boom. And they've got the dollar ready to collapse. They're bringing this whole thing in.
Of course, it won't all be knit together until after World War III, and people must understand that even though we are losing and being prepped for martial law and to take orders from by dictate from government...
Oh, I agree. This is just prepping.
It won't be knitted together until we get into a World War III scenario where we absorb a nuclear first strike and where we our leaders talk us into them joining a militarized global government in order to fight the war, and that's when we get the new citizenship where the passport is complete with all the aspects, including the vaccine, and that's where you can't buy or sell, and you can't be a professional unless you take the new passport, or the new citizenship, the global, and they'll weed out the conspiracy believers who know that this has been, forced upon us. And that's where I think the active persecution of those like you and me and others that have blown the whistle will start. They'll say, we have to lock up these people who are not supporting our war effort. You know, they'll patriotize the new global war that say that there's a conspiracy. They'll actually get people and these yes men to attack people.
And I agree, they're going to make the revolution communist and leftist for a while. It gets annihilated, then it flips into a fascist.
That's right. The globalists are funding the Black Lives Matter, knowing that it's full of a lot of communists, like the Revolutionary Communist Party of Chicago, which has a lot of branches around, and Antifa, who's full of a lot of Marxist and Marxist followers. These are violent criminals as well. They're supporting it, knowing that it breaks down the social order, and then they come in with their solution. Their solution, of course, is a milder form of socialism, but it always involves control. And that's where we're headed. And that's why this violence is continuing. It is literally shameful. It's a one-sided civil war. In other words, it's only one side. And the American people are too busy in their life trying to fight inflation and keep their jobs together despite what government is doing.
And the media tries to cover up the violence while they slowly gear it up. I want to go to break here, the next 4 to 5 minutes we have left, with this powerful opening statement of the Attorney General this morning. And then we'll come back and get into strategic relocation and the safest parts of the United States, the most dangerous parts of the United States, and so much more with Joel Skousen. Please call your friends and family, tell them to tune in. Then today we'll archive this at band.video so you can see the whole thing commercial-free. But right now let's go to this controversial supposed statements of the Attorney General this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Jordan. I'm pleased to be here this morning. On behalf of the Department of Justice, I want to pay my respects to your colleague, Congressman John Lewis, an indomitable champion of civil rights and the rule of law. I think it is especially important to remember today that he pursued his cause passionately and successfully with unwavering commitment to nonviolence. As I said in my confirmation hearing, the Attorney General has a unique obligation. He holds in trust the fair and impartial administration of justice. He must ensure that there is one standard of justice that applies to everyone equally, and that criminal cases are handled even-handedly based on the law and the facts and without regard to political or personal considerations. And I can tell you that I've handled criminal matters that have come to me for decision in this way. The President has not attempted to interfere in these decisions. On the contrary, he has told me from the start that he expects me to exercise my independent judgment to make whatever call I think is right, and that is precisely what I've done. Indeed, it's precisely because I feel complete freedom to do what I think is right that induced me to serve once again as Attorney General. As you just said, Mr. Chairman, I served as Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush, and after that I spent many years in the corporate world. I'm almost 70 years old. I was almost 70 years old and slipping happily into retirement. I had nothing to prove, and I had no desire to return to government. I had no prior relationship with President Trump. Let me turn briefly to the several pressing issues of the day. The horrible killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis understandably jarred the whole country and forced us to reflect on longstanding issues in the nation. Those issues obviously...
It's not the crew's fault. I was reading a transcript when I went on air today of the meaty parts where he said, this is a witch hunt, you're trying to overturn an election, Russiagate's a fraud. From day one, I've seen what you've done, it's terrible. This is an eight-minute clip. We'll actually find that part, or I'll go review it during a break. And then at the end of the show, we'll play it. But regardless, you can read the transcript. The clips are everywhere, and I'm not going to burn any time here with the pleasantries that began at the beginning. Joel Skousen, in the 3 minutes or 2 minutes we have left, other political thoughts, though, about what Trump needs to do and how you would describe the climate of this country right now?
Well, the climate in this country is extremely divisive in three parts. And that is, there's the extreme left and the hardcore left. And I'm not talking about the Antifa people. I'm talking about Democrats who induce this kind of hyperbole from the Democratic leaders in Congress. And then there is the people who are really awake about conspiracy, about this COVID-19 virus. And there's a great big body in the middle that are going along with the COVID, that are wearing masks, that are denouncing everyone who doesn't wear a mask. And these are the people that are up for grabs in life. And this is the main body of people that Trump could turn if he were to take a strong, documentable issue with the COVID-19. And that takes real expertise. The media will pull apart everything he says if he doesn't document.
But instead, he can walk in and go, Bill Gates's study that said hydroxychloroquine isn't good has been withdrawn. Here's all the studies saying it's really good. How dare them censor me? This is tyranny. That's where he can start right there. We'll be back with Joel Skousen. We're going to lay out the real state of this republic and more with strategic relocation.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, the four horsemen of the New World Order and apocalypse are riding towards us, and the Bible's being proven correct. The anti-human nature of this is here. The UN collapsing the third world, using it as a giant weaponized army to come in and break down society, replacement migration. Bill Skousen was talking about that 20 years ago. He's got his fifth edition coming out, but he's got his fourth edition right now in beautiful color book and also in a film. And then he's got all of this available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also find it at Amazon.com. You can find it at WorldAffairsBrief.com. I don't care where you get it, you should get it. We have 100% reviews with the complete Joel Skousen collection, the trifecta, the secure home, strategic relocation, and, of course, strategic relocation, the film. But whatever you do, please pay attention, because this isn't just about for folks that have the money or whatever to move to the countryside. This is for everybody. So, Joel, I'm going to try to just sit back now for the next hour and 40 minutes and let you and the time we have go over this.
Thanks, Alex. The most important thing I can tell people about strategic relocation is that we are losing the battle in terms of universal surveillance of our society. They've got tracking instruments in our automobiles, and your cell phone is the worst tracking instrument there is here. And there's no way to avoid that ultimately except to be where they cannot corral and enforce you. And so I want to focus, if you could focus the camera on this map of the eastern United States out of strategic relocation. The areas in red are the numbers of people. And so the more red that you see the higher population density. Look at this area from Boston all the way down towards Washington, D.C. It's a massive red. That area is 1,000 people per square mile. In this COVID false pandemic, that's where they concentrate their efforts. That's where you lose your freedom. That's where the enforcement is. That's where all of the police are in terms of large numbers.
That's the fish in the barrel.
That's right. And so, as you see, these areas in yellow, and this is a regional map of the northeast region, and I have one for the southeast and for the west and the southwest. And in these areas marked in yellow that you see, these are mountainous forested areas which make for the best retreats. And you notice there's hardly any red in these areas at all. There's hardly any people. There's probably less than 35 people per square mile in these areas. Now, the unfortunate thing, if you're looking for retreat locations, is that when these 1,000 people per square mile cities empty out and start to go westward because they can't go to the ocean, they're eventually going to get through to these areas, and that's why there's nothing in the Northeast that is really safe in the long term. Eventually.
Like army ants or locusts, the population will take everything over for thousands of square miles around it.
That's right. Eventually they get to it. They pillage the suburbs first, and then they go on into the farm. And that's exactly what happened after World War III when the Russians invaded Germany. And they headed for the cities. The cities, people got out on the roads. And
World War II, yeah.
At last they got into the farms to do that. But the safest area in the northeast section, for example, is the Cumberland Plateau. It's the furthest away from this area, and it is a 1,000-foot-high plateau. People who are pillaging and who, after an EMP strike or the nuclear strike that comes during World War III, will not be willing to climb a 1,000-foot plateau. They'll stay in the valleys and pillage there. And so That's an example. If you look at the portion of the map on the southeast, for example, you see how bad Florida and why Florida is a zero-rated state. Florida has all of these red population areas, but there's only two ways out of the state, two highways out of the entire state, and they're going to be clogged. And then you have, of course, the big sore spot of the southeast, which is Atlanta. Look at that. It's almost a 50 or 60 square miles of 1,000 square people per square mile. And
that's a time bomb.
Yeah. And unfortunately, North Carolina has become a real high-tech center, and a lot of people have been moving from the northeast down to North Carolina. And that's a center. And that's why this yellow retreat area in the Blue Ridge Mountains is not as safe as the Cumberland Plateau, because that's going to absorb the primary fallout from these people moving west, et cetera.
But even without a nuclear war, as in a global depression, they're all going to be going out anyways, just at a slower pace.
Well, in a global depression, people still tend to hunker down toward the cities because that's the only place there are jobs. But in EMP, for example, which will precede a nuclear strike in World War III, there's no electricity. When there's no electricity, within 3 days, everybody is starting to starve. There's no sewer. There's no water within the cities.
And notice now we're openly talking about nuclear war with China.
That's right. And China's getting very, very aggressive. China's now threatening Taiwan directly. And my analysis lately is that China will try to take Taiwan even before World War III, knowing that the U.S. will not come in and risk World War III by stopping them.
I agree. They say there are soon, yeah.
They're doing overflights now, reconnaissance flights, the Chinese Air Force almost daily over Taiwan. They're getting very, very aggressive. This is very important to understand about international. In the book Strategic Relocation, I do cover all of the rest of the world in terms of its relocation potential. And the one thing I warn people about is don't get to anything near China, especially Australia and New Zealand.
No kidding. That's going to be – Australia's going to get overrun.
There's a lot of stupid globalists that have gone and built
– New Zealand.
In New Zealand. And they don't understand, and they don't – and it shows that they don't all know the big picture. They haven't been told, even though they're part of the conspiracy, they haven't been told what the big picture is. Because China, when it unleashes itself against the world, is going to take everything from Japan, Philippines, Borneo.
And they've now declared everything in the South China Sea and beyond.
That's right. They're going to take Australia. They have purchased all the mineral rights in Australia. You don't think that they're not going to invade to protect those mineral rights during war.
That's right.
And they're not going to be able to allow New Zealand to remain a free country that close to Australia. So I'm predicting that China will occupy Japan all the way down through New Zealand. So don't go there for relocation. A lot of people also talk about South America and Central America. I've lived in those countries, a good portion of them. I speak the language down there. And I'll tell you, you don't want to make relocation decisions based upon current expat experience down there. You know, you have all these expat websites on the net talking about the glories of living in Panama or Costa Rica or Chile or Argentina. But I'll tell you, you just don't want to make decisions based upon current conditions, because even today under COVID, these countries are going down fast. They're all socialist countries. They depend on American and European tourism to keep their country afloat, and that tourism is down to zero now. And they tend to want to then confiscate, as Mexico has done, American bank accounts and replace them with Mexican bonds and other things, which they've done a couple of times already. So it's very important to understand as well that there is no population within these South American, Central American countries that have any idea of constitutional liberty and government. In other words, the number of potential resistors to government tyranny in these countries is very, very small. In the United States...
Bottom line, you want to be around large concentrations of self-sufficient right-wing Christians.
That's right, and you find the greatest concentration in the world in that, in the United States. And so even though we're going to be the target of a lot of this globalism because of our residual freedoms that we have here, as I go to these maps, remember, it's these areas with low population density that's always going to be where the conservatives, the Christians, are going to, and that's where they're going to migrate to.
Let's lay it all out on the other side with Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. This is Beyond Critical Information. Please magnify it and amplify it. You are the balm of ears. You are the resistance. Stay with us. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists have said they are carrying out the organized, engineered collapse of civilization for the general public. They will then have armored city-states that are high-tech reservations that suck off everybody else, and they will be above the law within those city-states. That's the model, they say, that they're going to devolve towards. But Joel Skousen is breaking down what will happen, and he's talking about during a big war. But I see this already happening in slow motion. People empty out of the West Coast and the East Coast into the South and into Texas, bringing all their politics and the rest of it, and the crime and the homelessness and the corruption and the danger where you have to flee regardless because of that. Please continue.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Alex. Californians now, their prime destination has been for the past 3 decades, Oregon and Washington and Northern Idaho. And that's why Northern Idaho has become a liberal bastion of Democrats, even though the state is still conservative. Now their number one destination is Texas. And you're going to get a lot of influx into Texas because of the California's
next. Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, everybody.
Yeah. Lack of income tax, that's one of the major draws here to Texas, et cetera. So they're heading for the major cities. As you can see in the map here, these are your major danger areas in Texas because you have these high population. And, you know, it's becoming like Oregon. Oregon is completely controlled by the Portland, Eugene demographics. They're all arch liberals, leftists, and Democrats there. And they control the rest of the state, which is all conservative. And that, I predict, is what's going to happen when Texas turns blue. These five major areas are going to control the rest of the state. And that's
the. And by the way, to give you an example, this just broke at Infowars.com. Adan Salazar, this is directly from the proposed new city budget. Austin City Council officially calls for blowing up police station as symbol of ending police hate. They call it deconstruction. And they've now hired a new city attorney, prosecuting attorney, who was financed by George Soros, literally. And he says abolish the police. He means put their people in. I mean, when these blue cities fall, they fall overnight, and it's a hellish situation.
Yes. Well, in this map here, for example, of the Midwest, north-central region, you can see the major population areas, Chicago and Detroit and Cleveland, dominate this area. And those areas are going to empty out mostly to the south, into the Midwest, into Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. And that's why these are not safe areas. And so you have to get further west where you see hardly any population centers in order to find some safety. Going back to the Texas region, for example, if you're between Houston and Dallas in the highway or Interstate 45, that area is going to be one major traffic of refugees someday. And so anything on either side of those is going to get pillaged.
And just to back you up, we have a large family ranch we've had since before it was Texas, halfway between there and Dallas, right where it says 45 on that map. And just a little bit to the east there of that 45 marker there on the map. And when there's a hurricane now, within a day of it, the highway is jammed. There's looting, carjacking up to 20 miles on both sides, and major crime and houses getting robbed. And so now every time, so you know, we're not at our farmhouses when we're gone. Well, they get robbed when there's a hurricane. So that's just a microcosm of what would happen in a bigger attack.
That's right. And so you see the safe areas are outside the cities. The South Texas Hill Country is a good area here, although it's getting pretty expensive because a lot of the wealthy in Austin have moved out and bought land and things that are. A better area actually is the South Texas Pine Forest area here, which has a lot of pine forestation, a lot of good farmland, et cetera, and it's not as desirable, apparently, for the wealthy, and so that's been a good area. The more austere areas in northern Texas, the Texas Panhandle and the Red Plains area are very good, but they're very rural, very little land, very little water available, and so it can be a challenge to try to get residences there. So now let's turn to the west, for example, and show what a stark difference it is. Now, Washington and Oregon and California, what we call the left coast, is no longer viable, even though eastern Washington and eastern Oregon are very, very good in terms of retreat areas. They still are subject to the fallout that's coming down from the Seattle area, especially where you have multiple nuclear targets. There's a lot of fallout that's going to come down here. You also have the Yellowstone caldera in this area, which compromises most of Wyoming. Wyoming normally has some very good retreat areas, Bighorn Mountains, Star Valley, for example. But this caldera, when it blows, can put fallout in ash, depending on which way the wind blows, all over the area.
And they say it's set to blow.
It has certainly had a lot of rumblings, et cetera, so it's very definitely a real threat. Now, it isn't a dangerous threat in terms of like fallout is, but it can wreak havoc in your car. I was in this area where I was had my business and raised my family outside of Portland. When Mount St. Helens blew its stack, we got ash on wind. Most of the ash went north over Washington and into Montana and clear off across the United States. But we got one day of ash, and I'll tell you, it's the most gritty thing. It gets into all the bearings of your car and clogs the filters on the cars. It's very, very difficult to even drive through the dust and ash because of its ability to clog things. But the important thing to realize here is that this is called the Intermountain Area, and on this side of the map you can see it more clearly here. But the Intermountain Area here is probably the safest area in the United States because of its distance from population centers. It's 500 miles from Denver. It's 700 miles from Los Angeles in that basin. It's 800 miles from Sacramento and 1,100 miles from Portland and Seattle. And there's virtually no way to get to these areas on foot because it's trackless deserts through either Nevada or the Arizona deserts, or the southern Idaho and Oregon deserts, et cetera. And that's what makes this the safest general area in the United States. Population density of 35 people per square mile. But that does not include Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, like any major city, has now had gangs. The conservative Mormon population are no longer the majority in Salt Lake City, though they are in the surrounding valleys, et cetera. These just also has a disadvantage of being a dry area of the country. This is mostly desert, but the mountains do collect a lot of snow in the wintertime, and they provide gravity-fed water to all of the communities, and that's one of the advantages.
How far south is it good? Is northern Arizona good?
Northern Arizona is not quite as good, but that's about the lowest portion you can get to be safe before you get too close to Flagstaff, et cetera. And so really down here in the Red Rock country of Utah, from St. George, Zion's National Park, and Dixie National Forest, this is probably the closest, safest area for the people in the South. There are some good areas here in northern Arizona, especially over here where Payson is, and Sholo and other areas in northern Arizona. But water is very, very hit and miss here. Either you get a lot of it in certain areas where there's aquifers, or you get nothing.
What about New Mexico?
New Mexico is completely out now. It's a Democratic-controlled state. In this new edition, Colorado's been downgraded from 4 stars to 2 stars, and New Mexico's being downgraded.
So they're just taking over. I noticed big techs coming in everywhere and just buying off the governors, buying off the – I mean, even Abbott now is just being bought off by Google and Apple.
Yes. I predict that Arizona's going to become a blue state, New Mexico, Colorado. The only ones that won't become blue states are probably Idaho and Utah that will be left in that area.
How is Idaho?
Idaho's been pretty good up until the COVID problem when you had your mainstream governor bought into this entire thing and issued some draconian things. Not nearly as bad as Washington, Oregon, and California.
Where's the best place in Idaho?
Well, I think the best place in Idaho is the southern portion of Idaho. This has a lot of preppers up in northern Idaho, especially in Sandpoint, and there's even a boundary county up in northern Idaho that doesn't even require building permits. One of the few places in the United States where you can build without a building permit. There is a state electrical permit, but the problem is the Coeur d'Alene area has moved in a lot of Californians, and so this area tends to be liberal. Still, a lot of good retreat areas in there, but it's weather-wise not as comfortable, I think, is the high desert region. This gets 9 months of cloudy, rainy weather.
All right, stay right there. We'll come right back with Joel Skousen.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go right through the next hour, laying out the safe areas of the U.S., the dangerous areas, what things will look like during a deepening depression, what things will look like during a natural disaster, a nuclear war. And I think people now see with COVID and the lockdown and the fraud that we're not in Kansas anymore, and that there is a move worldwide to destabilize things and bring things down. And I want you to, Joel Skousen, with your fourth edition of World Affairs brief website there, and the strategic relocation, fourth edition out, and the film, spend a few minutes, though, just speaking in general for folks about the nature of good versus evil and really what this is all about.
Well, there is a war on for our souls in this life from a religious point of view. You know, we all have a conscience, and both God can speak through the conscience and Satan can speak through the conscience. It comes interpreted as your own grammar. It sounds like you talking to yourself. But if you start to listen carefully, you can tell when you're being prompted to do something you should do, that you know you should do, and you immediately get that voice of rationalization, so say, you're too tired, you don't want to do that, or et cetera. And so when you learn to listen, you realize there's a real agenda of good and evil, and there are two sources of evil in the world. And I'll tell you, when you have people out there actually exhibiting hatred of that which is good, you know that they're being influenced by Satan in the mind. And it's not something that, and when you get into public schools where they don't teach anything about morals, they don't reinforce conscience like they used to do in public schools, Alex. I mean, your teachers used to talk about conscience. You know what's right. Listen to your conscience. But you never hear that anymore. And so people have felt, I'm free to do anything I want. You know, it started in the 60s with the hippie rebellion, and now you're free to do everything you want. It's really a violation of conscience.
And now they say they're free to do to us what they want. Then the next freedom is they want to have sex with children. They want to do this. They want to do that. It's just outrageous.
And worse now, they hate your free agency. They hate your freedom to judge. Everything about the claim that everything is racist is an attack on your right to judge.
And they want you to not judge. Now they're saying you must have sex with a homosexual to prove you're not against them.
Yeah. So it's just turned the world upside down. It's turned black to white, et cetera. And so
I've also noticed delusion that the Bible talks about. Like I've had people I've known who just decide to believe a lie about us and then go tell the press it because they get patted on the head by the establishment and they get off on it and they think it's funny to commit just giant fraudulent lies and they just sit there and do it because they feel like they're getting ahead. And so as long as they think they have, at the end of the day, the moral authority, in justifies the means, so they'll lie about you.
Well, you've been the subject of that a lot. And anyone who reads the Wikipedia article on yourself or my realizes there's a hit job.
And listen, here's the thing. I don't feel sorry for myself like I'm a victim. I'm blown away by people I've known personally who know they're lying, and they go do it for not even one piece of silver. They do it so their wife will pat them on the head. Or so they can feel like they're part of the establishment. They think the New York Times or Frontline or CNN is good, even though everything we warned about is now coming to fruition. We have all this credibility. They know absolutely well what they're saying about us is totally not true, and they don't care. And they want to say we're illegitimate and we're liars and that we're frauds, and they cherry-pick things out of context to try to say that's true because they don't have a real identity, and they don't like our ability to judge the fact that they are liars. You were just saying.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back into this.
Let's get back to strategic relocation. The biggest question I get when people consult is, Joel, just tell me where the safest place to go. All right, I'll tell you. It's out here in the middle of Nevada or the middle of the Oregon desert or the middle of the eastern Washington desert where there's no people for 100 miles. That's the safest place. The problem is you can't live there. If you have to drive 2 hours to Home Depot, you're not going to be able to get to build anything except with wasting out your life in commuting. And so everything about strategic relocation is a really serious compromise. You have to take into your needs, your health needs, the climates you want to be in, your job needs, the family. You have a wife. She may not like to do something. And so what we do in strategic relocation, if I can go and point out something in the index, we cover all of the basic threats in detail. In general, for example, we talk about crime, pollution. We talk about medical help and regulation, schools, cost of living, nuclear war, chemical and biological warfare, property rights, firearm rights, states with red flag law, low regulation states. But then we take something else to a different level, and that is in this section of the book, we take every single state and we rate it and break down all of those different threats. So we talk about every state is rated according to population density, its cost of living index, the private land available, building permits, what it requires to get them, how onerous there are, land use planning, whether or not there's a statewide mandate, food production, how good, how easy can you grow, what the various growing seasons are, your health and environment, what the traffic is in the major cities, what the politics are of the state, what the tax rate are in the state, and in the general section on taxation, we break down every state with its tax rates. It says here you can compare states where the overall tax rate
is. I mean, you've done a lot of work, and this isn't your first edition. This is invaluable information.
Yeah, and we've updated all this data now to 2019 to 2020. We've got all the gun laws of every single state, where they rate. Alternative medicine, this is very important. How free is the state to allow you to have access to alternative medicine, midwives, naturopathy doctors, ODs, and other, you know, alternative medicine.
The statistics show midwives are safer than the hospital now.
Absolutely safer than the hospital. Homeschooling regulations, we cover that. And then in every state, for example, we take all of the major cities and we tell if you have to stay in the major cities of Michigan, for example, where can you find the safer areas around those? So there's a wealth of information about every single state. In this, here's Minnesota. We give the same breakdown. So you can go in any state based upon the general maps. You pick, I want to try this state versus that. Then you go to the specific. We have a star rating on it. And then we talk about the specifics that you need to know about that. And then in the back, we have an actual map, of colored map, of every single state in the union. And these are, and the provinces of Canada. And these are very, very excellent states. For example, in this one in Montana, you have your green areas, which are your national forest and state forest. And you can see how much of the free area of Montana is covered up by state forest, which you can't build in. Then you have Indian reservation zones, which you should never build in those. You have your nuclear targets. Look at these massive field of missiles there in the Great Falls, Montana area. And, of course, all that fallout generally, according to wind patterns, is going this way. So this leaves out of Montana. This is the only safe area in Montana.
And it's federal.
And most of it's federal or state land. Now, that isn't to say that you can't find places. Some of the best areas in Montana, for example, are the Kalispell Valley up here. And, unfortunately, a lot of Californians have moved in there and starting to turn it liberal. This is going to be a blue state.
But once there's nuclear war, if it happens, those people will be cleaned out very quickly.
There will be a lot of problems. And they are fair-weather people. They don't believe in prepping. But you see, these maps are really invaluable to finding out where in the states that you can go and understand. And nearby, for example, this map shows of Nevada, shows also the nuclear targets in California and the wind directions, realizing you're probably going to get fallout.
What about reactors melting down under nuclear attack? Isn't that even bigger than the bombs with the fallout?
Well, it depends. It's a more complex analysis because there's no indication, for example, that Russia and China want to actually nuke reactors or cities. They want to hit military targets in their first strike and then blackmail the West into submission. It's very clear from the speeches that were uncovered from
the communist Chinese leaders, yeah, and their doctrines.
Anyway, they're talking about we want to take. That's why they want to use biological weapons. They want to cleanse the land. They want to have land to occupy for excess Chinese.
Now, why do you think China suddenly, thousands of packages of weird invasive species are being randomly mailed? Have you heard about that?
Well, yeah, they want to basically infect and kill off the United States people. The trouble is that biological weapons have a backlash back to them. That's what happened when it leaked out of Wuhan. But going back to nuclear power plants are much more dangerous than nuclear weapons because it's dirty.
Of course,
nuclear. Yeah. It's got long-term isotopes that will last for years and years if it pollutes the land. Now, gamma rays from nuclear radiation from bombs only last about 2 weeks. And so it doesn't leave any residual effects.
Because the left always goes, you idiot right-wingers, you've got an underground basement or a survival shelter, you're going to live in there for years. No, it's 2 weeks.
That's right. Or a month, depending on another wave of fallout coming from a more distant area. So you have to be prepared. You've got to have a fallout shelter meter. You've got to know when it's safe to come out. It's not enough to just get in there and be ignorant. So you've got to know that. But nuclear power plants are not going to be targets directly. In a meltdown situation, it could only happen really if they can't get a supply of diesel fuel to run the generators. And the federal government does have the abilities, and I think even during wartime, to keep those things going. So I don't think there's a high probability. Still, I don't recommend people occupy downwind of
a... Yeah, you don't want to be downwind of a nuclear reactor. We'll be right back in 2 minutes with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Tell your friends and family and neighbors, tune in. This is vital information. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.